Hi, this is Jen with Crystal Clear with Jen. Thanks for listening to my podcast on Anchor. I wanted to go over a topic that someone recently asked me a question if I could explain to them. And that was, what is the difference between an empath and a light worker? Well, an empath is a person, and I will premise this by saying we are all empaths. Every person on this planet is the capability of being an empath. Some people do a really good job of guarding themselves and their energy so that they do not perceive the feelings and emotions of others. But typically, an empath is a person who perceives the feelings and emotions of others very easily. They become very overwhelmed in public places. They love nature. They're generally creative. Most of them have addictive type personalities. They are fatigued or tired a lot because their energy is constantly drained from absorbing other people and their energies. Generally speaking, the empath just knows when something isn't right or someone isn't being honest. And it is a gut feeling, or it is just a known fact to them, as if someone just injected this information into their head. They just have a knowing about them. Most of the time, empaths are very aware that they're empaths, but they don't know what to do about it or how to protect their own energy. And it then causes them to be drained very quickly. A lot of times these people withdraw from people and they actually consider that they have anxiety or social anxiety, when in fact they just don't know how to put up a barrier so that they don't absorb other people's emotions and energies. A lot of them can be negative energies. If you recognize a time in your life when somebody came at you with like a verbal attack or whatever, and you walked away feeling like enraged, you know, you basically took on their enraging feelings. You weren't enraged when you were verbally attacked. You were in shock. And then like 5 minutes later, all of a sudden you carry that with you. Well, because you accepted that energy into your own. There are different things you can do to shield yourself and protect your energy so that theirs doesn't get mixed in with yours. Things like putting up a barrier, saging yourself, using incense, using a candle to clear, and also getting outside and grounding with earth. The light worker, on the other hand, they believe spiritual methods can heal basically any situation. They're very into holistic means and many different means of spiritual healing. They believe that they have a higher purpose in life, and they believe that they can change the lives of many other people. They tend to bring things into themselves and manifest things out of nowhere very quickly. They believe that they're here for a higher purpose and that they're not just an average Joe. They know and feel and believe, and that inner knowing is what drives them to change the lives of other people. Typically, lightworkers endured something like very tough lessons in life, or they had trauma happen to them early or multiple times that brought about a very large spiritual awareness or awakening at a very young age, or multiple awakenings over the course of their life. Lightworkers, they like to work on the collective consciousness, which is the global, or everyone on the planet, the consciousness of every person on the planet, and growing that consciousness of every person on the planet. So the lightworker's main objective is to make everyone on the planet grow in their own consciousness and their own awareness in a spiritual type life. When we're doing that, we are respecting, loving, accepting others for who they are. There is no judgment. We are loving, tending, and taking care of the earth and all of its natural resources. And lightworkers tend to be very emphatic about how they feel about nature. They not only love nature, they respect nature, and they demand that others respect it too. But also, it is our first home. Nature is our first home. And to that, the lightworker is more aware than any other person on the planet of how important that statement is. So the two are very much alike, but yet very different. Can an empath become a lightworker? Sure they can. I feel like one of the first steps of being an empath is recognizing that you have this gift or ability, and it brings you to a bigger awareness of what do you do next. If you'd like to explore what gifts you do have, or you want to talk more about this topic, you can always reach out to me, and I'd be happy to help you, guide you in this way. That is my mission here. That is why I am a light worker. I am here to offer a soul guide for you and those who are seeking someone to teach them the beginning steps of being spiritual, of being a light worker, of being globally in the collective consciousness. So if you want to talk more to me about that, you can reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. And you can find me on Facebook in my group, the Light Seekers Tribe. It is free, but a private group. We do lots of fun things in there. Or you can email me at crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com. I hope you have a great day. And I thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Crystal Clear with Jen, on Anchor FM.